How's it going? Thank you for joining me for my podcast. I'm Sean Polonitz, better known as Coach Sean P. And in today's episode of Making a Difference, episode 2, we're going to be talking about emotional intelligence. Yes, you heard this word thrown around everywhere, but EI is real. It's not going away. And it is the bar, the standard to be a highly effective leader. So let's break down the gold nuggets, give you the cliff notes, and hopefully potentially give you some more things to research on or some more things that you want to work on personally. And that's what we do as leaders. We just get better. So there's four aspects of this that's key. Self-awareness is number one. Number two is self-management, how you're managing yourself. Number three is your ability to understand the social landscape, the social awareness aspect. And then number four, which I always find so critical, is relationship management. Because in my view, relationships are the capital to how we get things done in the business world, in our personal lives. If you have a good relationship with people, you can totally cover so much ground in a very quick manner. All right, so let's kind of break this down, starting with self-awareness. I think nowadays, when you look at so much going on in the world, there's a lot of things that's coming at us, but I want to make it easy for you. If you are a self-aware leader, meaning that you actually take the time and you have the ability to kind of step back from any given situation or step back from your plans or even think and be more thoughtful in your approach, understanding what are your emotions, what are your thoughts, what's making you position the story a certain way, what's making you react a certain way, what's your triggers. All of this is the more you master studying oneself, the more you master into what your mentality and kind of what makes you tick, hey, even from your childhood on up, the better leader you're going to be, the better approach you're going to have in life to manage situations and to manage people and to be more, quote unquote, yes, self-aware of the energy that you're about to put forth in something and what's the root cause of that. That's really key. When we talk about self-management, it also, I call this being the more thoughtful leader. Like, you know, being a little bit cautious and quick response emails, allowing yourself sometimes to just sleep on something, right? Sleep on it, look at it overnight, think about it, and understanding kind of what your impulse is. Like, personally, for years, and it's still there, I'm not perfect, trust me, I'm a Mustang. So when I know the answer, or if I have a great idea, I want to take off 0 to 60, brakes off. I'm just rolling with it. But guess what? If I do that too much, or if I do that in certain given situations, it limits me from the opportunity to grow my team. It limits me from the opportunity to be seen as an educator. And guess what? It can force me to work in silos because I'm moving faster than my resources. So that is something that I practice from a self-management standpoint, where I would rather be an educator, I would rather be a co-laborer than the fastest Mustang on the track. Okay, next is socially. As you know, we are managing 5 generations. You have tons of personality, not just post-pandemic, but people are really looking at new philosophies to how they approach life and to what's important to them. The old manufacturing blue chip era is kind of fading away. And as we move into this more cloud-based era, as we move into this more social media era and heightened awareness, people are really looking at the words you say, your approach, and how it makes them feel. And there could be certain social trends and energies that you must be aware of to make sure that you are threading the needle correctly. This is key. Last, we're going to focus on relationships. Now, I think that relationships, and if you look at those who build really impactful, meaningful relationships, that's usually the sign of a very strong leader. That's usually the sign of a leader that's going to attract success. And no doubt, that's what we want to do. And it also kind of tells into our ability to limit conflicts, or if there is conflicts, to work through them to figure out what's the side, you know, what's everyone's kind of point of view, what side are they coming from, and your ability to work through all of that and kind of what meet them where they are. But the biggest thing about relationships is trust. And if people trust you, wow, it's limitless to what you can get done. So, hey, hopefully you got a few gold nuggets. And trust me, EI is real and you can leverage it. And if you do it right, you're going to be one strong leader. Hey, I'm Coach Sean P. Be bold.